The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I'm your host. I'm here with my guy, Mr. KC.
How you doing,
owner,
brother?
And operator of Hood Illustrated.
Yes, let's get it, man. Hood Illustrated magazine, the number one independent hip hop magazine, media outlet, publication dedicated to the Midwest grind.
I like that, man.
Right.
It reminds me of like a Don Diva, man. I see you got some heavy hitters in here, man. 3-6 Mafia. You got a Wiz Khalifa interview.
Right.
Some local interviews of artists I'm seeing. A&T, Tech N9ne. Man, how you come up with this concept, man? Get a people a little game on that, man.
Okay,
not all of it.
Well, I'll give you some of it. It started back in, we 15 years deep now. It started in 07. And if we want to start from the very beginning, I ran and still run an independent record label. So back when CDs were the hot commodity and you had to go ahead and do it hand by hand.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the cloth that I was built on and that I grew up under. So, being an entrepreneur and being a record label, I had to find a way to promote and advertise. So instead of, going out and paying people to promote, became the promoter, the CEO, the manager, all that. So I was wearing many hats. And then this was just an idea that came because it wasn't any relevant media outlets, any serious media outlets that took the Midwest for what we are, which we are like trailblazers. So with the XXL and the Sources and the Ozones, all those covering the hot spots like the Down South and East Coast, it just became obvious that if we didn't do anything for the Midwest, if I wasn't spearheading this along with others, along with me that came after me, then we wouldn't have a voice. So mainly that's what it was, to come put the Midwest on, but start locally in Lansing, Michigan, and highlight some of the talent that I felt should be known worldwide.
Hey, man, salute to you. Bring it home, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, we got a lot of these magazines that and a lot of other demographics around the world, but ain't nothing like home, man, because Mission right. do have some talent, man. I know a couple boys out here, man, and men, women, out here trying to burn it up on the rap scene and everything else, man. And, hey, y'all, get with my guy, Hood Illustrated, man. And,
get with us.
Link him up, man, and get him one of these issues, man, and get your shine on, man, because he dang sure putting it out there for us, man. And we respect that and I love that, man, because we've been missing that. People be looking at how to get out there. And like they say, print is not dead. Everything on digital, but print is not dead. So
definitely.
I like that, man. Salutes to you on that one, man. So how did you end up getting Tech N9ne and 3-6 Mafia on there, man? How did you?
Well, it's by different artists and different movements require like a different planning. So
gotcha.
I feel like when artists that are known or maybe not really known, they come to the Midwest or they come to Michigan,
mm-hmm.
I felt like since 2010,
gotcha.
I felt like I needed to be there. They needed to talk to Hood Illustrated. They needed to go ahead and get their story across so
right.
it can be spread around. So it was more, everybody loves promo. Everybody needs promo.
Right.
So when these artists come in town and it's an opportunity in front of them where they can go ahead and tell their story and it's distributed through an outlet that reaches their target market, then it's a win-win. Plus I have conversations,
Exactly.
My conversations turn into interviews and they turn into vlogs and things like that.
Gotcha.
So artists, for example, I can kind of go through a list of all these and every scenario is different.
Exactly.
With 3-6 on there right there, that came at a festival when they came to the hometown of Lansing.
Right.
2010, they came to the Common Ground Music Festival and I put in my press request. And that's the thing a lot of people think, oh, you got to go ahead and you just pop up. No, you got to have mm-hmm. credentials. So I come with my credentials. I come with proof that this is a legitimate publication and I come with a plan. I'll reach out to their publicists if I need to, but I try to give a heads up. Sometimes we freestyle it where, mm-hmm. you know, it's just random and you don't know anything. You just pull up and you like, hey, this is what the brand is about. You know, this is how I can help you. Because a lot of times if you can't help anyone, then it's really pointless for them to kind of connect. So with them, it was just by chance. With Tech Nine, it was more of a strategic plan. MGK was a strategic plan. I was the first outlet to ever put MGK on the cover before he turned into rock and roll and what he is now. Mm-hmm. That cover right there resulted, that came in 2012.
Okay.
But it started in 2010 at the Ohio Hip Hop Awards. Gotcha. I was on YouTube and I seen a white guy who was spitting crazy. And I'm like, dang, he from Cleveland? So I said, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and, I had already planned on going down there, but the goal was to go down there and meet him. So checkmate. I went down there and met him, told him we was from Michigan.
Right.
They was impressed, like, oh, you came 4 hours? I'm like, yeah, I came 4.5 hours to interview you. So I got one of the most epic interviews with him and his original EST team. Also at that awards, I got Busy Bone. I was connected with Ohio Hip Hop Awards and one of my good, close business partners, Big Hef. Quincy Big Hef from Cleveland, he kind of opened up a lot of doors and gave me opportunities for those independent artists in Ohio. So I would say that before we were super relevant here in Michigan,
right,
I went from Lansing, Michigan to locking that down to touching every major city in Columbus, Ohio. So I went outside of the state and then I came back,
right,
and got the hometown and that kind of feels good when you can go ahead and have a region where you got Ohio, you got Michigan, you got Chicago / Illinois, you got St. Louis, you got all these different areas that are pretty much all the same. We blue collar,
right,
and we work hard and we all feel like we underappreciate it. But to have something with unity like Hood Illustrated, I think that created the brand. It made it more popular and more sustaining in the industry.
I like what I'm hearing, man. You putting in the legwork, man. You out here making it happen, man. You wear many hats.
Oh yeah.
For sure. You got any journalism background?
No journalism background really, other than just writing about my life, you know, growing up in English class. I used to exaggerate different things that went on in the hood.
Right.
And early, before even Hood Illustrated was thought about, I had tried to create comics. So things like that, and kind of led to something like this.
Right.
I would write, you know, different things about what's going on and not really thinking that it'd take me here. Initially, I thought I'd be Master P, basically.
One day it's coming. You put
I'm the Master P of this, I guess it's all connected. That was one of my icons, one of the people, the icons that I wanted to meet, and the reason why I created one of these. It's like, okay, if I can't break through in the music industry, I'm gonna go ahead and do it like Master P on the publishing and print tip.
Right.
Eventually, I'm gonna meet him and tell him about my blueprint. And I've met Master P, I've met Sway from Sway in the Morning, I've met Nipsey Hussle. I've met so many people that I looked up to just on the independent entrepreneurship tip. And then I was able to go ahead and use every little bit of that conversation or different situations with that to kind of help me grow and also expand the brand.
Keep expanding, baby. I like the way I'm hearing. I like the way you're putting it down. I seen a clip where you had Nipsey, he was in there popping the bottles, right?
Right.
Smoking on that loud, you know, having a good time down. He was down here when that happened?
He was in Flint.
Okay, that's Michigan.
Yeah, Flint, Michigan. You know, that a lot of the top artists, when they go to these Midwest hubs, like Gary, Indiana, Flint, Michigan, Pontiac, Lansing, Detroit, Grand Rapids, you know, they got to come see us at some of these different spots.
For sure.
So when they there, they feel a little bit like home.
Mm-hmm.
Running into Nipsey came because I had connected with J-Rock from TDE, Top Dog Entertainment, back when he had that song with Lil Wayne that was popping. But I had met him through MySpace.
Okay.
And then I'm connecting with them. I did an interview over the phone with them. This when the magazine first really started popping. And then he was like, man, I'll be in Flint, you know, coming up soon. So him, and this is before anybody knew who Kendrick Lamar was, mm-hmm. before anybody knew who Absol was. They was on tour with Nipsey Hussle in The Game. So The Game came to Flint and they was just opening up for him. Gotcha. But I interviewed J-Rock. It was cold. They was outside with blankets on. And then he's like, go holler at my homeboy in the trailer right there. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure you get him in the magazine too. So it ended up being Nipsey Hussle. We chopped it up. One of the dopest conversations I've ever had, which created relationship with them that lasted, you know, all these years up until this point. So I'm proud to say that, you know, being a stand-up person, being able to connect with these different artists, but also have those relationships last. Like I was, so many people were hitting themselves upside the head because I was able to kind of broker verses. I had $2,500 Kendrick Lamar verses back before people knew, back when he was KDOT.
Gotcha.
Or J-Rock and Absol was $1,000. I put them on my social media. Every time it pop up in my memories, I remind people like, yo, yeah, we the plug. We the ones that had these verses going on, but people weren't taking advantage of it. They didn't know. But gotcha. they would probably pay 50 bands now just on the low for that.
Man, say that, man. You know what
But
saying?
They charged it $200
now. Yeah, you was like breaking records, right? You know what I'm saying? You was breaking them in the magazine, you know what I'm saying?
That's
because
what I love,
anybody
man.
Anybody knew who they was, man. Look at them now.
A lot know? Of people from the Midwest or that come here. And that's what I try to do with the independent artists. I feel like if they are actively doing what they're doing, and it's about just say 50 or 1,000 other artists doing the same thing they're doing, what's going to separate you from them? This right here.
Exactly. Content. I love the fact, man, that you took a hobby.
Right.
Right. And flipped it into some game where you could start, you know, create a business, man. And that's another thing I try to get my audience to know and see that, you know, that everyday thing, man, you know, these young guys and young women out here, man, you know, that could be turned into a business. You right. know, you ain't always got to go to a school and get that. It's good to do that also, but you also can do your passion. You can also do your hobby and figure it out, man, on how to, you know, turn it into revenue, man. So right. When did you know that your hobby was, you know, to get you some paper?
when I realized that it costs money to print these up.
Exactly.
So me being who I am, I look at the bottom dollar. How much do I have to do mm-hmm. in order to go ahead and make sure I break even? I always wanted to break even. It took a while, and I want to say this for anybody that's starting their business. It's going to take you a while to make a profit. With this right here, I mean, you know, I'm doing what I have to do to get it printed. I'm, of course, allowing artists to get their shine, but they also have to have a vision and be serious, and it has to be something that they're interested in and pursuing and being serious about. So being able to calculate advertising dollars and ultimately be able to come either even or not take a loss. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say I probably didn't break even until like 7 or 8 years until I was able to kind of look at a profit and be like, wow, okay, this is really going to be it. So it took a lot of struggle. But if you got a passion for something and you can see the end picture, the end goal, mm-hmm. Like right now I'm nowhere near where I can ultimately be.
Exactly.
Life has all these different obstacles that you go through. And you can hurdle, so you got to jump over them. But at the end of the day, it is a finish line. I don't see my finish line. I'm looking at, you know, 10 great pieces of artwork is what I call them.
That's
and
right.
You flip through them and you'll find out so many things. It's not a lot of any, it's probably 1% negative up in there. Everything is uplifting, telling you how to get your credit right, telling you to go ahead and vote. Telling you to go ahead and invest your money in videos versus, you know, paying for views and, you know, all the stuff that people, when they get in the industry, they may not know about. They may not have a big brother or a mentor, but if they flip through that, they're going to find something or read something about somebody that came up in the game and they did this and that to make it. So I love the positive thoughts, you know, brand that you have. And that's kind of what we motivate right there. And one of my worst, I wouldn't say worst fears, but one of the things I tend to stay away from is that negativity. I always thought that negativity sells, or you got to have, this was at the beginning, you got to have, you know, butt naked women on the cover of the magazine to sell. I mean, people mainly do look at pictures. So if you got some good quality pictures, you got some good content, and you got a positive message, I think that oversells versus World Star, you know, that type of clickbait. You know, I wouldn't mind having a few things that made me go viral, but my integrity kind of may get in the way of me maybe publishing or putting something out that I recorded, but due to maybe the content, I might want to fall back and just be like, okay, let them have that. So I've done that on several occasions.
Yeah.
Can I give you an example?
Go ahead, man.
All right, I got a video of when DMX, I got an interview with DMX.
Okay.
I got content of DMX. It was he was in Jackson, Michigan, but it was a night where he probably wasn't at his best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm probably the only one that still got the footage of it, but he wasn't really at his best. And it, the video footage, you'll probably be like, oh man, you know, that's crazy. You might look at him differently. I could have published that for a quick, you know, 100,000 views. But out of respect and being a legend and you know, just kind of respecting the game, that's something that I wouldn't release. You know, I can go ahead and try to talk about it. It ain't nothing super serious, but it's still something that was on a negative end that a lot of people would kind of be like, oh. But I've done that. I can't even count on two hands how many times where I got stuff in my hard drive that I just won't publish, probably because of,
like you say, man, integrity, man. You ain't out here to expose nobody's weaknesses. You ain't out here to make people look bad. You out here to uplift, you know. Like I, like you said, you got game in here about credit, you know, business-wise, you know, faith-based, whatever, you know. But I like to hear that you're not out here trying to take people down, because so many people are involved in that nowadays. It's clickbait. You know, they're doing anything for the hype, you know, just to get shock jocks, you know what I'm saying? Just doing anything. So I respect that and salute that too, man. You know, that you're taking a different approach to this, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about skin. Or we all love the ladies, you know what I'm saying, the skin. But you out here trying, you putting out some real content, man. You putting out real information,
right,
you know, and putting people in a position, man, to be noticed, man. So salute to you, man, the Hood Illustrated. I like what I'm hearing. I like the way it's going, man. And y'all go out here and support this man, man. Y'all go to any artists out there, and I know there's plenty of y'all. It's too many to say. Man, get with them, man, and get your article up in here, man, and talk about some real game, man, some choice game, man. Let them highlight you, man, right?
Right.
You know, that's cool right there. I like that, man. So let me ask you this. At what point did you realize that what you was after was obtainable? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you heard a lot of no's. I know you heard a lot of May tripping, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been at this long. You got to give it up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like you say, you had tunnel vision and you ain't sway. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people going to get in your ear.
Right.
And they're going to be like, dog. You know, even the homies like, dog. Even the ladies like, let it go. You know, right. But you kind of stay focused on where you're trying to go and where you headed, man. And that takes a lot of strength, courage.
Yeah, it does. I've had those few moments where I felt like, okay, is it worth it? And honestly, I can't really, after I kicked myself in the butt and was like, nah, it's definitely worth it, because I go back to at the beginning of what it was all about.
Yeah.
And what it's all about really is, it is one of my passions. It's something I enjoy. It is something that, other people enjoy.
Exactly.
And so when I get, you know, random people, or if I go to somewhere, like I went to a Phoenix, Arizona about 4 to 6 months ago, and I'm wearing the Hood Illustrated shirt,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's new to them out there, and it was new to me to get the reaction right. and get the people that have been asking, like, man, where you been at, man? I've been following you this is across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been following your brand for 10 years. I've been doing this and that. I remember this issue. Like, it's people that just randomly I'm running into in a different state, a different city, thousands of miles away.
Wow.
And that made me think, like, okay, if it's touching like that, and I'm only really putting 25% effort because I am like a one-man army,
mm-hmm.
if I utilize all the different tools I have with the different people I know in the different places, then this can really be something big. It can be on a level, if you have to equate to it, not even on the print end, but on a digital end, video end, it could be a world star hip hop type of brand.
For sure.
It is a world star hip hop brand. It's just that I keep things kind of tight. If I was to expand and do it the right way,
yeah.
and trust maybe a little bit more, then I see the potential. So that, to answer your question, after that first initial, like, man, is it worth it? But then seeing the reaction to people, and that's been about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once we went from this small version to the big version, it was right. no coming back. It was like,
started out like Jet Magazine size, right?
Right.
And updated, man, upgraded.
Yeah, we got 100,000 magazines in the street.
Oh, man.
So 100,000 print ones in the street.
Okay.
So, you know, it's definitely something that after this interview and after we done with this, it's just another one of those things that, like, hey, you doing it, man. Let's go ahead and turn it up a little bit more. Let's level it up a little bit more, because mm-hmm. if we don't continue to level up, then someone else is motivating themselves to go ahead and get in your position. And also having the young cats in my area, you know, they doing their thing on mm-hmm. maybe a different type of media scale.
Right.
But they shouting out me, big bro, Unk. You know, I ain't used to the Unk or OG, but
right.
I'm going to take it because
yeah.
I'm giving them game, and I never charge them to give them, information on my experiences and the things I've gone through. So seeing the people that's coming up after Hood Illustrated and how they're moving and maneuvering
mm-hmm.
and how they respect what I've done and they've been watching, you know, I'm tunnel vision, like you said before, I'm not really paying attention on who is watching, but
right.
it's starting to make sense that a lot of people have been watching, and maybe not all of them positive, but I don't even give them that energy, the ones that's not moving at my pace.
You don't even, you know, that really, they don't matter, you know,
right.
if they don't got nothing positive or nothing influential to give you no real good game, man, to inspire you, you know, why even acknowledge it? So I like the way you said that, man, and, hey, sometimes you got to take it how you get it. You know, you big Unk now. You led the way, man. You opened, you kicked the door down, you know, in Lansing. They like, yo, big KC, man. He got the, you know, they know.
We got the keys, man. We got the keys.
Right. I like that. So, yeah, man, you know, out of Lansing, man. I know a couple boys from Lansing, man. Met a couple females from Lansing, man. I always went down there, had a good time on the campus or anything like that, man.
Right.
So right out the backyard, man, you really putting it down, man. I sure appreciate it, man. And my people out here, man, go on, get with my mans. And, you need any interns?
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Preferably maybe some high school students. I mean, because right. the target market and the content out there, you know, I'm at a point where I'm not hip to everything that's going on, but you know, maybe, you know, 14 to 17 year olds, we got room, we got a section for, you know, maybe that age group and that type of following, whatever's hot that's down there, whatever trends is popping, we're trying to tap into all that. But also on the college end, if you want to get your credits and you want to go in and seriously be in journalism, or just even on the end where you maybe not in college, but you feel like you want to do something in the music industry, you don't have to be that rapper.
You don't
have to be
a video girl or the video guy or the hype man.
You don't have to be any of that, but you can definitely, you know, get your feet wet. you know, rocking with Hood Illustrated. We got all these festivals we go into. We go to these music conferences, random phone interviews, just soaking up the game on something like that, and go on and do your own thing. So I'm open to all that. I just, you know, I just welcome people to go ahead and just tap in. We're at hoodillustrated.com. We're at Hood Illustrated on Instagram. Pretty much everything is Hood Illustrated. Instagram, Facebook, Hood Ill Biz page. But if you type in Hood Illustrated, it'll come directly to me. At the end of the segment, I will provide my phone number.
We'll help you with all of that.
We're contact me directly.
On the website.
All right. So this.
You got a Twitter handle? Snapchat?
Yeah, we got Twitter at Hood Illustrated. Snapchat, I haven't been on there much. That's probably what I need some help with. But I got one. It's at Hood Illustrated. So
shout it out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna. Hey, one of these people gonna reach out to you, like he said. Anybody out there, young, old, you know, it don't matter the age bracket. But if you have a passion to help others, you have a passion in getting into the music or journalism, you know, reach out, man, and help someone, man, and also helping yourself. You know what I mean?
Even like, fashion. Fashion is popping right now. Everybody got their own brand. We got the Hood Illustrated brand, but being able to showcase your clothes and
your thoughts.
And thoughts and kind of do that within a hub of different people doing it so y'all can kind of bounce ideas. Because I look at the magazine as really not being a magazine. It's a resource guide.
It really is.
You know, I make sure that when I put them maybe on the top banner on some of the magazines, I'll put like over 100 different resources there. It's literally over 100 different people you can contact and network with and be like, hey, how'd you do this? Or I like how you do this. You want to collab or this or that? But even connecting with the major artists on there, because they face on there for a cover.
Exactly.
I mean, they face on the cover for a reason. So if you reach out to them and be like, hey, I seen it in the Hood Illustrated and da-da-da-da, this and that, they most likely will look out because this is independently branded. They already have real relationships with me. I've never copied and pasted an interview ever. Right. I've never stolen the interview offline. Everything that is published in Hood Illustrated can be documented either through a video interview or it's a voice recording. So that's one proud thing about the magazine is that I've never taken from online. It's either been written by someone on part of the staff or we recorded it. And we got all the receipts on anything. If you see anybody in there, we got the receipts.
Right. So y'all heard it from Big KC, man. I straight out of Lansing, man. Hood Illustrated is it. Y'all go out there, man, and support this man. Support his brand, man, and help yourself, man, by getting in there and, you know, being involved, man. Get involved, man. And also search for your own passions through it, man. www.hoodillustrated. On all social medias and contacts, man. It was a pleasure having you come through, man. I love what you got going on. We're going to bring you back, you know, at some point, man. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Positive thoughts with Uncle Tim, Hood Illustrated in the building. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Go support.
Right.
Talk to y'all next week.
Like I really done a lot.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.